Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. It's Thursday, 25th of June, but never mind that. We're back in business.
We're back, baby!
Now, we're going to act like we haven't been talking to each other for about fucking 2 hours already.
There's an awful lot of shit going on here. I like the new fucking...
We've got a new setup GBHQ. Here. Got a new setup.
There's my picture in the wall in the room.
Oh, why? Do you remember that?
There's you and your whore wife.
stole you away.
Fucking home wrecking bitch.
Just as me and Maggie were about to elope. I got married. We're doing away with all this. I decided I don't like the artwork. I'm going to put
really?
On...
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the white bricks.
I think it's nice now.
Oh, well.
I like the bonnets at the bottom. So.
That's the Bonnevilles one.
Big monkey.
Big monkey and all. How have you been, Mick?
Drunk.
Mickey's been drunk.
Constantly.
Hungover today.
Yeah.
And you showed up and I went, are you drinking now? Which was a joke.
It was very funny. I giggled that now because obviously the joke being that I love the drink.
Love
fierce. Fond of an old tipple now.
Fierce man for the sups.
I love swallowing liquids.
Now, do you have a problem? Let's get into it.
A problem at the minute is I'm trying to hold in a shed.
We have toilets on site.
On site.
I mean, I feel like you're one of those people where people be like, you drink a wild lot, and you're like, well, yeah, because why would I not?
I think, yeah, that's pretty much
be in my house, try to listen to my mouth.
It's all fucking flat earth and OCD in our house.
I think, we have a child now and whatever, but... It's very distracting, but I can imagine if it was on regular lockdown, I'd be like, similar to like when it was like a student or like early in the comedy days, you'd be like, well, lots of days went past now.
Fuck it, let's go for a pint.
The sun's out. What else? How am I going to pass tomorrow if I'm not fucking hungover?
The problem I'm going to have is whenever the pubs open again and then like, right, it's half one, everybody go home. I'll be like, no, I'm not accustomed to drinking until 7.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm much better at it than I used to be.
I have applied for my own late license, which is going to be me in your fucking storeroom getting chin. It's hard to fucking sensibly cut it off, isn't it?
Aye. There's been a couple of times where like, I went to bed proud of myself that I didn't finish a bottle of gin. Like, well done you for showing restraint.
Yeah.
And there's like... At the bottom of it. And the only reason I didn't finish the gin was because I ran out of tonic.
Yeah. You're the girl who eats, like, you know, fucking a load of chicken selects and 2 Big Macs and leaves, like, 3 chips going, I've hit my calorie target for today, which is 7,000.
7,100,000 calories. It's been fucking loads of pints. I'm actually bored of drinking. I've got to the point where I'm like, because I went around to see a mate yesterday that I haven't seen for a couple of years, and within 10 minutes, it was like, do you want to carry it? And I was like, my mind's telling me no, and my liver's also telling me no. my body! my body's saying get it a knee!
I fucking, you'd think, like, I at the minute, I'm literally fucking Frank the Tank out of that movie. I'd be like, nah, I'm watching.
Frank the Tank.
No, what do you call it? old school? I'm like, I'm watching the calories of a child, and then I take one sip, and I'm like,
I know, I've been a few nights ago where I'm like, I can have one beer just because it's nice.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fucking.
You were headphones on the guard.
We tap off.
Fuck up with you, man. No beer.
I'm 33.
Are you one of those people that needs to fucking, like, you know, put the recycling bin on a tow bar and take it to the top of the track?
There was a point where, like,
is there a body in there?
The recycling, like, centre was closed in Lurgan for fucking months. And there was a point where me and my dad were like, how the fuck are we going to get rid of all this? Yeah.
We're going to have to start a landfill in the garden here.
Going to have to put this in fucking a bath full of acid, like in Breaking Bad.
you go into your back and there's a full Game of Thrones thing made out of Heineken bottles.
It's a greenhouse. Love you, Dumbledore, please.
So do your dad, and you play tricks on people because you look exactly the same now with a shaved head.
Yeah, it's getting to that point. I know. It's a fucking nightmare.
Send your dad on stage one night.
Just shaving my head made me look 63.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see, if I don't shave mine regularly enough, then I look 63. I gotta keep it short and
that's the thing. I'm at that point where I'm like, I might start wet shaving it. just because it's got that, like, when you really shave it down, you go, oh, your hairline's actually not even, like, one line. Do you know what I mean? It's all kind of fucking...
Oh, you're fucking
weird looking.
Preaching to the choir, sir.
So I might just fucking take it right down to the skin.
What's that noise? Big car? You're going to have to close the windows. We've got a producer now.
Producer.
Shout out to Niall.
Close that fucking window. I'm only joking. Thanks for coming.
Put some clothes on, would you?
Fucking put your dick away, you pervert.
Take it out again.
No, that's lovely.
Sexually assaulting women at work is so 2019.
It's so down south. Comedy, not
get yourself
not up here
in the
occupied sex.
Producer and flash him your dong every once in a while. Fuck's sake, keep the word turning.
A drip of coke on my forehead.
Not the first time,
Mac. Baldy man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen you online already getting experimental with hats. You know what I mean? What, running around like...
Man, that hat's going to look fucking great. In the other hall, hopefully sending the
fedora
to you.
You're going to wear the fucking fedora?
Fucking right, I'm going to wear
the
fedora.
Are you going to filmed?
Maybe, aye.
Ruining the whole video.
I'm going to look like Patrice O'Neill. Oh, I'm blacking up as well.
You're going to look like Patrice O'Neill. Oh my God. If you work in a butcher's.
It's like Patricia O'Neill.
Pat O'Neill.
I'm Patsy O'Neill. You know the man himself.
Patsy, aye.
Fat queer fella.
What are you looking? Pound of vegetable roll.
Half burnt out mince there too. Four sashes.
But, you know, no wonder people just go for the fucking, like, I'm wearing a black t-shirt and jeans, because it takes a while to age.
Aye.
You know, you watch old Billy Connolly or George Carlin, and he's just wearing a fucking black t-shirt. Yeah. Like, that looks all right.
I was watching my Ulster Hall thing the other day.
Like Richard Pryor in a fucking, you know, mm-hmm. red romper. Full red jumpsuit. And you're like, yeah, that dates a wee bit.
That doesn't... Iconic though, all the same.
Iconic all the same. Yeah. That's why on my next special.
Iconic all the same.
I'm wearing full gorilla suit.
Oh yeah?
No. Very
smart. When you come out in the nip.
I bought this thing, right, for shaving your back. That's how you're like, I shave my head. You're speaking to black belts around here.
What if it's just a razor on a stick, like, or?
Yeah. It's like a Mach 3, but it's about the size of a tennis bat. I swear to God, and I'll tell you something, it's tremendous. It's like a squeegee for your back.
How often do you have to shave your back?
I don't know. How long's a piece of twice a day? I don't
know. How long's your back hair?
Well, you plait it and just snip it off.
Oh, fucking hell. No. Somebody showed me something recently. Do you remember how to really big fat people wipe their arse?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a stick that you can put toilet paper on to wipe your hole with.
Really?
Yeah, it was on like your wish recommendations. You're like, what have I been talking about? The phone's been recording.
Ma, I can't reach my ass again.
Look at that there, and I don't even have a hurry back, but I might get one of them for the crack.
It works anywhere, really. It works anywhere. It's fucking.
If I was going to shave my arse back, I need a crowbar.
The problem is, my back's that wide as well. That, like, I need an extension on that. I'm like a guy cleaning windows in a fucking skyscraper.
Painting the side of a lorry.
And then boys cleaning your gutters out. That's why I'm like, oh.
Trying to get a cat out of a tree.
I'm like, that's clean as a whistle. And then I turn around the other way and I'm like, nah. Missed a bit.
Oh, fucking hell.
But
like, would your back be hurt enough if you could potentially shave stuff into it? Like a letter or whatever? Like a big C?
Probably, yeah.
Growing out the fucking thing.
I mean, as Maureen has complained before, she goes, if it was uniformly hairy, she'd be happy enough.
Aye.
But it seems to just be like down the two flanks like that.
Ah, right.
It's disgusting. I've hair everywhere that I shouldn't have it. You know, and then, my legs aren't overly hairy, my arms aren't overly hairy.
Aye.
And the back is like a fucking wild boar.
I know, I remember I think I seen you.
But that's what fucking men look like.
I didn't even know you had a tattoo in your back.
Until you were bucking me. Speaking of sexual assault. I'm pretty sure the only people we've been sexually assaulting is each other.
Yeah, without
years.
A doubt.
I've pressed my dick in your back.
Yeah, you kissed me that time in Edinburgh. The time you stuck your tongue in my
mouth. I don't remember that
was
at
a
all.
Good
but
one. Was,
I'm sticking so many tongues in so many mouths, I can't even fucking remember.
Fucking hell. I think there's a photo of like me and you're letting on the go with each other, and then you fall go, and there's a photo right after of me like.
What Edinburgh?
And it was the Three Sisters one time.
Fuck. How they do?
It was the same episode Chrissy Bowe's balls.
Oh yeah. Fucking who didn't? Same from the moon.
Guy on the ground floor was like, what the fuck?
Like he was literally, you know, he was joking around taking a shit with the door open, and then he jokingly stood up and his nuts were still in the water.
Aye.
What did I say? It's nuts. Look like a horse being airlifted out of a canyon.
I thought he'd
you know when the horse is just like...
I thought he'd set in bubblegum.
He's got them fruit... What do you call it? What do you call it? Fruitylicious nuts? What do you call that jingle?
Juicy fruit?
Juicy fruit? No, what's the pink hubba one called? No.
Hubba bubba.
Juicylicious? Juicy. Oh, that's my screen name on...
OnlyFans?
Would you release a special on OnlyFans? That might be the new move.
Fuck, yeah. I don't have a special release, but I maybe. Would you?
Why not? It's just a platform. I don't even think OnlyFans was necessarily for like porn material.
Yeah.
I think it was just like get on my fucking Twitch or get on my Patreon or something like that there. Who knows?
I don't really know much about it now.
So
just I know there's a couple of like Instagram models that are like join my OnlyFans and you're kinda like why? You've put it all over Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think people are under the impression like if I pay into this, I'm getting to see tits.
Aye.
I'm getting to see ass. How many dudes could pull it off? Who do we know that'd be like, if I had an OnlyFans, pull my knob out, people would actually pay for it?
That bloke would play guitar at your wedding.
Oh yeah, I'd pay for that.
Fucking hell.
I swear to God, people, like, were fellas, like, dropping their fork at the dinner and all that.
Like, Maureen was the second best looking person at her own wedding.
I nearly had that award. Don't you fucking come into my wedding in a sheer... blouse?
You sexy fucker.
You sexy bastard. What's your hair made out of vinyl?
Keep playing that guitar a wee second, I'll have a cry. Fuck, you're everything. And you're the kind of man I want and want to be.
You virtuoso wee hairless bastard.
Fucking babe. You wee babe.
You fucking just want to pick up my waist. Woman.
Like aggressively saying cute stuff. You're not but a wee fucking... You're like a wee puppy.
Bet you have a fucking whistle.
Fucking coochie coo.
Give your daddy a kiss.
You fucking clap of hands.
And the other guy's just the polar opposite of that. Just to balance it out, they've got like, you know, Jethro Tull on the other side.
He looks like what I imagine Finn McCool looked like. Dying.
We are Finn McCool and the sexy bastard.
It's 1, 2, 3 in it. That's how you count.
I have no idea.
I'm so hungry.
I couldn't even fucking say my own name when I seen him.
You can't even fucking spell it.
So, you know, it's been well documented, your online demise, but...
Yes.
So, the old conspiracy podcast kicking off for you? I mean, is this not like fucking, if you have a conspiracy podcast, you're like rubbing your fucking hands together at the minute?
Totally, yeah, 100%. Like, that was, because the podcast me and Casey do, it's like, it was supposed to be just kind of, just about news. We're just like, right, let's do one where it's like, yeah. It's not just fucking comedians talking shit, because there's loads of those. We'll try and make it sort of half topical. And then lockdown happened. We both went, you ready? It was like, put tinfoil hats on. Like, who the fuck did it?
Who did it? Thatcher!
So either some fucking rabbit hole, sir, that you don't want to go down. Yeah, some dark shit.
Plandemic or nah?
I haven't seen Plandemic yet. See, that's another thing as well. I'm so fucking afraid of watching all this stuff in case I lose my mind.
I don't fully fall for anything.
Yeah.
I think I'm quite good at going, watching like the news and going like, And then hearing some mad conspiracy and going, and then going back home and not giving a fuck about anything.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know?
But back in the bed.
I would never be like losing sleep, like up all night, just being like, fucking Epstein, where are the documents? You know, screaming at the fucking moon.
There's some weird shit, I think, there's definitely stuff where, like when Madeleine McCann came back on the news, even I, as like not a like conspiracy theorist, but people I know that are mad into it, like every time she's in the news, something's happening, like there'll be some change in legislation or whatever, which... Like, just, I think...
They're trying to, like, using her as a false flag. Yeah, was she real at all? Who knows? We've got three cameras now. I'm looking at them all.
Madeline! I don't fuck it. It's a good crack podcast to do, like. Especially considering, you know me, I don't do very much of the work. Yeah. I just sit there and listen to Connor and go, fucking hell. And then people give us...
I've listened to it a few times and he'll go off on, like, a 15-minute thing and Even your audio glazes over. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm only listening to this and I know he's just gone.
But there's times where like we've done it where...
Oh, no shit, man.
We've done it in fucking like Connor's shed, which is pretty much hotboxing like halfway through. I'll just be fucking...
Yeah, just...
Like secondarily stoned. Like I have to drive home 20 minutes.
Shit. Secondarily stoned. He drove home from Lavery's one night. Me and Aaron were in the car and he's smoking joints in the car like... And I don't know if I should be telling anyone this.
No, he wasn't. He wouldn't do it in the car.
No, he wouldn't. He wasn't doing it in the car, but... outside the car, and he was blowing the smoke in.
Aye.
And we were happening to be in the car, and we stopped at McDonald's in Lisburn, and I had to pull my lips back down from over my eyelids. I turned around my car, and I was like, "Are you all right?"
I told him about like the amount
at that, 47 nuggets.
We smoked a gram of weed in Amsterdam.
Yeah, I remember it and don't remember it well.
I told Casey about it. He was like, "See, the last time I went to Amsterdam, he was like, I'd smoked 4 grams before 10:30 in the morning." Like, well, his tolerance for it's amazing.
Show off.
I know.
You know?
Whatever. How many pens can you drink?
But what do you want? Do you want to spend fucking like 4 grand before lunchtime? Or do you want to buy 1 gram and you're fucking retarded for the whole weekend?
Because how much did we buy? Was it the 1 gram? No.
Well, the very first time.
I was there on more of a drinking jolly. No, I prefer pints to fucking weed any day. Like.
Well, fucking no. Sorry, I
But you've never been near it since?
Okay, have I? It's hard as drought, you know.
Is there a drought?
I don't know. I'm very casual.
Cartels?
I'm very much like, can you get it to my house without any effort and I'll pay you?
Can you get it here before I decide I don't want it after all?
Yeah. Also, I miss, like, shit weed. You know, like, now some guy will be like, ah, this is a fucking hybrid, whatever, and you fucking forget you're alive. And then you're like, where's the, like, you know, behind the school, smoking it through a Coke tin, and we all have a fucking laugh, and a guy called Simon eats 100 nuggets, and then pokes them up with big red eyes. Where's that?
That'll happen? That's the story?
He's like a fucking Pez machine, because he barely chewed them, so he was just like, quack, quack, quack. Because he was smoking hash in a fucking Fanta tin. Do you remember that? People used to like squash it and fucking pierce it, and then just be like, "You get your whole, you get your whole mouth around the tins." I was like, and it's just hitting you right in the back of the lungs.
No, I never smoked weed like that.
Fucking gay.
Remember one time trying to make my own fuck it in the house? I'd completely like just go, "I don't know how to do this."
Yeah.
And then I think I ended up like just
before you could
like,
Google it,
holding the weed and burn it and going,
like it still worked. Hot knife in it, like you're in a fucking
just fucking out of it.
Now, what is there?
Because there was a time it was fuck. It was actually Connor gave us it. Remember, he gave me and you a fucking bit of it. Or yeah, I think he gave you some already, and then he was like, "Here you go, happy Christmas." And I was in the house, smoked a wee bit of it, and I was like, "It's not even that strong, it's no big deal." And then as I was loading the dishwasher, I remember like having a plate in my hand and being like, "What's the point?"
Yeah, like, well, he loves
4 hours. Like
he loves that, like you know. You're terminally ill weed, where it's like, man, everything's it's like gonna be okay.
Medication,
you're just like, where's all the giggly shit? You know, you want to be like,
I've watching
cartoons.
Me and Connor said, I want to go up a fucking mountain someday and just take a lot of shrooms.
Yeah.
I've never taken mushrooms, so I want to do that. That's my next kind of fucking
yeah. Because, you know, you can go to Amsterdam and do it, no problem. But also, I don't want to die in a canal.
Exactly. The idea, I think, of taking mushrooms in a city like that would.
Yeah, it's walking around there sober at night, looking around, you're like, this is creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it's like when, like, I think walking around Amsterdam is like, it's the closest I've got to. Do you know if you see a movie where someone's fucked up and they're clearly holding the camera themselves? You know, that fucking, yeah. That's what Amsterdam's like.
Yeah.
Sober.
And literally, like, you're like, oh, the walls are bending in, and then a lot of the buildings that there do actually go like this.
Aye.
And you're like, this is creepy. Like,
that girl has her tits out.
I know. This one's waving me in. There's a penis. Oh, no. I was talking about that a few weeks ago. I was like, you know, you get all these rich cunts. You're like, why are they in the fucking kids so much? You know, the Epsteins and all.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can go to fucking Amsterdam and for 50 quid bang fucking Beyonce.
Actual porn star.
Yeah, like, you're like, you walk along and you're just like, well, I've never seen anyone that on my life.
You can also
And she's like, for the price of, you know, to fill your tank, you can fill my tank.
You can also just grab your dick for free.
You grab your dick for free.
See, that's like hanging off the end of your wrist. Spit on it, then grab your dick. And
I know. Like, that Epstein documentary, you're like, bro, this guy loves massages. But, you know, like, why dress it up in the sports massage anyway?
Aye.
Rub my feet, then eventually culminating in a hand job.
Can you send somebody around to my room because of an awful stiff cock? He's a cunt.
Mr. Epstein, I believe you have an egg-shaped penis.
That was fucking amazing.
Oh, I bet you the guy was like fucking...
Yeah, like,
of course he has a weird dick. Like, no one's gonna be like, we had reports you had a beautiful penis.
Because doesn't fucking Harvey Weinstein's got a weird cock as well? Something came out about that.
Yeah, I've heard different stuff that he had some disorder. Do you want to Google it?
Yeah,
Is
it something to do with diabetes or some shit like that.
Diabetes, got that diabetes.
I got the sugars.
I got that sugar cock.
It's granulated.
I got the beat his penis.
I had to put my penis inside your vagina using a spoon and a little wooden stick.
My dick's a cube.
I'm literally the only man on the planet that has that sweet, sweet D.
Now lift my gun and have at it.
I'll meet you beside the potted plant.
You'll be in the 19th Spider-Man movie this year. Who if I'm Morgan Freeman?
I remember the first time I saw Harvey Weinstein's penis.
But that tape of him when he's trying to convince her, please, please, please. It's so desperate, isn't it?
You feel I haven't seen any of that shit. Well,
there was a tape recording where the girl was trying to set him up. Penis disease. and he's like, just please, don't embarrass me. Please come to the room. Come to the room right now. Please come. Don't embarrass me. Don't do this to me. And,
oh no. If you, what is it?
Deformed penis, acute backed.
There's nothing cute about it.
It's a cute bacterial disease. Of course he looks like a fucking toad. What's he like now with the Zimmer frame and all? He probably fucked himself arthritic.
No, I think he's putting that shit on because he didn't have it before he was going to court.
Of course, he's all like, you know.
I can't hurt nobody no more.
I'm defenseless, old man. Where's that accent come from? I'm an old man. I could not possibly... have sick.
Yes, I may have a playground in my house.
I swear to God, I was glued to that Epstein thing.
Oh, well, it was fucking nuts.
I was just like, what? The thing that gets me is when people just ruthlessly do whatever they want to do. Aye. That freaks me out. Where someone's like, he's just like had enough money to cover everything up and was like, no, it's quite out in the open that I fuck 16-year-olds and younger. So,
like, when you hear him on the phone talking about the time he was convicted for it. And he's like, no, that's incorrect. It was actually soliciting a minor for sex.
Yeah.
And having sex with a minor. Like,
But that's I said that on my last podcast. I was like, he was like, what's the big deal with this? If I was in New York, this would be a $60 fine. And you're like, who knows that information?
Exactly.
Who's going through the red tape of like bucking a 14-year-old? Well, if that was a set foot over here, that'd be $60.
Fucking
and all of a sudden I'm in jail over here. Come on.
And even the fact that like the money he had meant he could just go to jail,
for lunch. Right.
Yeah. Just head in there. Do what you want, and then be like, night night, Bubba. Nah, Jeffrey.
How many hours do you spend there? 6 days or 6 hours a day or something. I'm trying to find. Look at that. No testicles.
What?
Multiple victims have spoken of Weinstein's deformed genitals during his explosive rape trial in New York earlier this year. Did you hear fucking Ron Jeremy is going to jail?
Is he actually going to jail? Is he like...
Imagine being a porn star for like 50 years of your life and then only having 4 sexual assault cases.
Fucking hell. I didn't actually read about it. I thought
drinking with your dick's that big, it can happen by accident. You sit down, you're like, sorry, my dick went in your fucking face there.
Ugly ass. He has a hog on him. Like,
ugly bastard. Cut and sewn back.
What?
On and...
What?
I mean, if you had such a gross...
Big develop, my genitals are now deformed after fucking hearing that sentence.
If you had such a gross, wounded penis, would you be like, touch my penis? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, fucking hell.
Contracted genital... I'm gonna... Ready?
Right. What's it called? No images... no. What is... Oh, no, what's that one?
This one?
No, the darn... Make it go away.
Where's his testes out to the side like that?
What's that there?
Which one?
The one that... Nope. Call him too hungover for shit.
No, that one is actually just...
Is that Mr. Hanky the Christmas put in the middle?
That one's actually a charito. That's a Tesco's charito.
Oh my god.
But yeah, why is it always gross? But then, you know, it's not always gross because then this brings us nicely along to Chris D'Elia.
Aye.
You know, he's not a gross guy. There's rumours going around he's got a piece on him.
Ah, yeah.
And he's out there he's still texting fucking, some kids.
Man, fucking...
I mean, I know it's like...
It's like, when I watched his special and he was like, no one believes me, but I've never drank or taken drugs in my life. I was like, well, you do something.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that.
Like, if you're a comedian, you've never been fucking out of it. You're into something.
If you have never drank ever, they shouldn't let you in clubs.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a good, very good point. You shouldn't be allowed to vote.
You know, you're like, this isn't your world.
Aye.
Go to a cafe, you dick.
Yeah, go and sit in the library.
But, I mean, it's weird because I keep going back and forward where it's like, it doesn't even matter if things are true or not these days. As soon as someone says a thing, it's like fucking,
But then it is, there are like screenshots and it's
yeah, just, there's
too many stories of like. But I kept thinking about was like, you know, when they're on the road and oh, we're in fucking Vancouver and he's in a hotel and we're going up to this hotel for parties. And all I can think of is like, you know, like going to a gig in Mayo and staying in a fucking, in a B&B by myself where there's no Wi-Fi. And you're just like, you know.
Going to sleep with a light on because it's definitely haunted.
Yeah, not the same over here, is it? Who am I texting? Oh, no signal. Right.
Can I ring you off the landline, daughter?
But yeah, it gets to the point where you're like, you know, even if people are throwing fanny at you, you're like, you gotta be like a fucking grown up about it. Like,
it's one of those things. It's like you're weirdly glad that you get uglier as you get older, and that like a fucking, you know, like a 17-year-old pretending to be a 20-year-old would never come near you.
Yeah,
but he knew.
He plays up to it. He's like, kids were, like, I think people should always be wary of.
What's the legal age for having sex in America?
What do you mean?
Like, what's the age of consent? Because it's 17 here, isn't it? I'm not being like.
I think it changes. It's some places it's 17, some places it's 18, some places it's like 16. It changes state to state.
And so what's Google the youngest girl he was involved with? Like,
I think it was like 15.
Maybe. Oh fuck! I didn't even fucking hear that bit.
But the, you know, like. That term, even the legal age of consent, is weird too. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's weird. It is just weird because it could still be predatory behavior, if that makes sense. If you're fucking, if the legal age is 17 and a 40-year-old's still in your fucking DMs,
yeah,
does it really matter if you're 17 or 18 when you're still doing your fucking A levels?
Aye,
and a 40-year-old can be.
Oh, but fucking hell!
That's what creeps me out. You know, people always go like, "Man, is there anything you shouldn't joke about?" And you know, you think you've overstepped the line. And you're very crass. You use a lot of bad language. You want your comedians fat and fucking ugly,
aye,
and gross and out in the open. A disgusting person. Instead of like quietly being like, isn't it funny when girls are like, oh, I'm so drunk. You know, he's doing all that shitty comedy. His last special was good, but there's a lot of stuff on bollocks. But it's all cutesy fucking, you know, he walks out and he knows, you know, he's like, all you can hear is girls screaming.
Aye.
It's very, it's not like regular comedy. It's not like an ugly, you know, fucking gross guy telling like dick jokes, you know what I mean? He's all cutesy and fucking.
I've only ever fucking thought he was. The only time I've ever thought he was even funny was that, like, Dylan Dudical, the crowd work stuff.
Yeah, he's brilliant at crowd work. All the crowd work.
And the rest of it.
There's a full crowd work almost special, like a half hour thing. Where it's hilarious. And then when he does the material, he starts to talk like Mitch Hedberg, and you're like, who's that? What's this voice?
Aye.
You know?
And material's fucking stinks.
Like, I growled at a baby. Start drinking.
Fucking, no shit. We know about that now.
Get in the van.
Take your sweeties. That's fucking dark. That's so dark. Oh. Nah, fucking hell.
I mean, it's just fucking.
But what do you think about the whole, like, with Diaz and always getting called out about that?
But again, that video? Again, he's just like. What people don't like is when someone acts like they're fucking squeaky clean and then they're not.
Aye.
So Joey Diaz is like, he goes, I've used this podcast as like therapy. I've told you all the horrible shit I've done.
Aye.
But I just think, like, you know, he's talking about a time back when it was just a debauched mess. Yeah. Everybody's a fucking coke addict. Everybody's drunk. People are on fucking heroin. He's stealing shit. People are fucking sucking dicks for coke. You know what I mean? It's just this wild world of, like.
One video where he was like, you heard me tell a story about kidnapping a man and putting him in a boot and nobody complained.
Yeah.
Like,
but that is the thing. It's just like. He has openly talked about all the fucked up shit that he's done, and he has, apologized and made up in person with a lot of the people.
Yeah,
there was a documentary about it, like a self-shot sort of documentary thing, and he knows that. So you can go back and honestly, like, you could go back and pull shit up on anybody that's putting out so much material.
Yeah, totally.
And take it out of context, or they mention something, but it's just like. I don't know. It's just, are you supposed to have this fucking? Now, obviously, there's some cases like fucking rape or something where you're like, yeah, we don't wipe the slate clean after like that. But it's like, can you not be a fucking mess at one point?
Aye.
Can you not say a word that society deemed fucking normal to say at the time? And now 15 years go by and you go, oh yeah, we don't say fucking beep anymore. Aye. You know what I mean? It's you can't. Things do change, and if you change with it, it's fine.
Exactly, yeah.
But don't be fucking DMing 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? You're 40.
Aye.
Imagine listening to a fucking 16-year-old.
I know, that's the thing. It's what, yeah.
He's like, suck my dick. She goes, this is me finished doing this TikTok here. You're like, get in the fucking bed already. You turn into your dad. I have to fucking get up in the morning.
Hurry up before his fucking tablet wears off.
Get in the fucking bed with you. I she's sitting there with a heart on. She's down in the bed going like this.
You're sitting there going, you're overstimulated.
You're overtired.
You know what you're like, you don't get 8 hours, ma.
Take your last bottle, quick. I mean, it's a fucking disaster. Like,
oh man,
I can be honest with that. You see a lot of people, you know, like, I know several people where they're like going out with like young girls, and then eventually they're like, right, I'll just settle down with like someone my age.
Aye.
People are like 35. I was talking to someone yesterday, and they're like, oh, their mate was like 35 or 36. And he's like, the last four girls he's been with were like 22, 21, you know, way younger than him.
Aye.
And now he's in like a serious thing with someone his own age. Because you sort of, you probably just go like, right, I can't keep up with shit.
I think even fucking...
Imagine being 40 and you're like in a relationship with someone who's like 20 and you're just walking around fucking Primark for 9 hours on a Saturday. Like, I'm going to shoot myself in the face.
She takes one more fucking selfie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You see those guys, don't you? Like, when they're sitting there with a fucking watermelon martini, like, in some fucking nightclub, wearing a bunch of fucking Von Dutch gear that he thinks is still cool. He's got like a fucking silver writing on all.
Yeah, those Polish people jeans.
It's a pair of like bleached jeans over a pair of dark jeans, and then they cut them open.
Bigger tits than her.
And he's got the old tattoos that were cool. Panther love.
I wasn't in the UVF, I just liked them.
What was that story? My dog's called Otta. I believe you're a member of the paramilitary, sir. What makes you think that? It says UDA in your hands. My dog's name's Otta.
Is that a real thing?
Aye. My mom told me that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. What the fuck are we talking about? Yeah, but it's so creepy. And then, isn't it mad how, like, this all started with the fucking George Floyd thing? And then it's fucking just dispersed throughout every subcategory of, like, social justice.
Back to my own story, type of podcast, is almost if there's a certain level of divide and conquer going on here.
Kind of, yeah. Because it's just like, how did it go from that to like a race riot to like, oh my God, these people are looting, to, oh, the police are being too brutal to everybody now?
Aye.
It's almost like they went, oh, do you know when you're like, oh no, we're not specifically brutal to black people.
Oh, yeah, hate everybody.
I'll stove a 90-year-old's head in the fucking, yeah. Don't you fucking worry about it.
Watch this, white guy, see?
That's your granny, is it? Fucking bitch. And break her legs. So,
put a pepper spray this puppy here. Any questions?
But it's like fucking, it went to that, and then it's just, and then the Chris D'Elia thing popped up, and then even the comedy scene in Northern or in Ireland in general was just like,
even all over the UK as well.
That's, UK, that's this person does this, this person does this, and then it's getting to the point where it's like, fuck me. I mean, here's the thing: if it's comedy, if you worked in the post office, it doesn't matter where it is. There will always be a connection to someone who's been acting a cunt.
Aye. Well, somebody said is a great point about like the comedy scene, where it's like that it's not like abuse and stuff like that. It's not an exclusively in comedy. Like, it's if you look at comedy as a microcosm of the whole fucking planet.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's
if you worked in the restaurant business.
Yeah,
I bet you someone knows fucking two chefs that are like, you know, if you suck his dick, you get a fucking bigger cut of the tips or something. Sorry for the, you know, for want of a better term, but. You know, someone will be like, I worked in a nightclub, this guy was weird. I worked over here, this guy's weird. I worked in a fucking law office, the guy's fucking flashing his dick. You know what I mean? It's like, they're fucking weirdos all over the place.
Yeah, totally. I think there's something in like comedy promoters sometimes where you're like, because I do sometimes look at promoters and go, how the fuck have you been, like, comedians are all narcissists. We're all like, fucking, I'm going to make people laugh, right? If you look at it that way, I'm going to walk in a room full of strangers, make them all laugh, and then charge them for it.
Yeah.
And a comedy promoter's like, I'm not even going to do the making them laugh bit. I'm just going to take the money. You're like, what kind of fucking...
And the gatekeeper.
What kind of power trip are you on? Like,
well, I'll be honest, like, running a club...
I would run a club as a comic and being a promoter is two different things.
What is a promoter?
Well, you're not a promoter, you're a comedian who has a comedy club. Do you know what I mean?
Would a promoter just be someone who just has comedy clubs?
Yeah, who just, like a promoter, like somebody who, like a comedy club fucking promoter. Some country's like, right, starting in 5 minutes, everybody need a drink.
Yeah.
And you think that's all they're doing when they're really taking more money than
everybody?
Anybody in the fucking...
Well, I think...
Like, there's certain elements of it where, like, I think in comedy or in the arts or whatever, the amount of times where, like, you're told to feel privileged about looking for money for the thing you do professionally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're lucky to be here. You're like, you're lucky to fucking have my cunt.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's this weird thing where it's like one doesn't really happen without the other.
Yeah.
But one of them gets paid way more.
Yeah.
It's a different story. Like, you know, if a lot of comedians, which the vast majority don't have any pull whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you can come in and do a slot and... you haven't filled the club. If someone else has like done the work over the years and the club is full of people. And you're like, this is my room, no one knows who you are, but I'll let you do 20 minutes and give you a fucking 100 quid.
Aye, there's that. That's a good point as well. Like, yeah.
There is an element of that.
But there's other places where like, I think...
But even still, probably...
Somebody brings you into a gig knowing you're going to pull a crowd in and they go, there's your 120 quid. And you're like,
oh,
I know
sure.
There was fucking...
For sure.
Thousands taken to that door, like...
But yeah, and the good promoters know that, like, they go like, okay, a lot of these people are here to see this headline.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It actually has happened to me in some places where people are like, right, well, we'll pay you more than normal because
you brought a fucking
this place is jammed,
like,
you know. But again, it's one of them things. It's like, if you really want the real money, you do it yourself.
Yeah,
that's what you have to do. Like, you have to take ownership of running the fucking thing.
Yeah, totally.
If you want the most money out of it for all the effort you put in, type of thing. But it's any time there's a gatekeeper and there's a bit of power involved.
Something fucked up's going to happen.
Something weird is going to happen.
It's so fucking horrible, like, but it's just the way it is. Some things.
And the gatekeeper at Lavery's is Maureen Geddes.
Aye.
And if you want to email her and beg her for a spot, and she'll
ignore you promptly.
She'll let you know. She'll let you know what she thinks of your material. Regardless of genitals, race.
It's when I think back on it, because like, I'm good to the point now with lockdown where I'm like, I'm not even really missing stand-up anymore. Like, I'm missing it, if you know what I mean.
But I don't give a fuck at all. Like, I think
it's the hardest thing to start. Like, when you think back on it, starting stand-up, you're like, this is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's driving feel somewhere like, hoping you get paid.
It's going to feel like that again, though.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to, like, because I was thinking about it and everything, and, you know, people were talking about doing these gigs, these distance gigs and drive-in gigs and stuff. And I was like, I need like a room that holds about 40 people, and I need to do 2 shows a night for about 2 weeks.
Aye, to get...
So that I have fucking 20 minutes.
Aye.
I have nothing. Like, and I feel like, you know, the guys that were sort of like professional comedians haven't done anything. You know, and everyone else is like, man, I'm writing more and it's great and whatever. And the guys that actually do it are like, nah, I've done fucking nothing.
I think it's
Shane was just like, I haven't done anything.
Me and Shane, actually, we did a couple of wee fucking Zoom calls trying to write bits and pieces. But you do get to the point where you're like, you're just writing in the vacuum here. There's no point.
No.
Because, like, you know yourself, how much material have you got that, like, one day is a fucking killing bit. The next day it's no longer topical and it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, yeah. Loads of bits. You know
what I mean? So there's tons of that shit where, like...
Most of my set.
Yeah. I've got a couple of fucking belters, though.
I'll go up on stage and be like, guys, you remember planking? You remember? That was fucking wild, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that, am I right?
Chocolate rain.
Hide your wife. Hide your kids.
Fucking hell.
It'll be fucking weird to see what happens. Like, if and when. Do you reckon it could be, like, the rest of the year before we're back doing gigs?
I've almost accepted the fact that I probably won't be doing anything regularly till like next summer.
Right.
Like, you know, May next year or something.
Fucking hell, it's nuts, like.
And I don't really give a shit about it. Because there's other ways to be funny, I'm okay.
Aye.
And I feel like I nearly need to learn to do stand-up again. Because, you know, like if you look at how mad the end of the year was for me.
Aye.
And I was doing like the biggest shows I've ever done. I almost have fucking PTSD about it now.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would nearly rather start again and be like, right, I'm just learning to put material together here with no pressure. That's what I miss is, like, just doing a gig where you don't really give a shit about it because it's not yours.
Aye.
I shed myself more Lavery's than I do anywhere else because I'm like, fuck, this has to be funny enough to do stuff. I'd love to just turn up with a notebook and be like, right, this might be bollocks.
Yes, that's one of my, yeah, I love doing like, if I was doing like previews in the black box or something.
Yeah.
But I'll do a preview in the black box of stuff I've put together in Lavery's.
Yeah.
And I miss like, yeah, I miss that pressure of like fucking, this like just fucking making a bit work and, you know.
I know, but, well, that's the thing. Like, I think you get to a certain stage, you can definitely do it where, like, I remember fucking, who was it? It was Niamh Maron, was at Lavery's, and you went up and you were like writing a thing and then you went up and did it. And she's like, that fucking bastard, how does he fucking sit there and write us and then go up stage and it's fucking funny straight away, you know?
Well, I think Carl Spain's one of those guys as well. Like, he's,
oh, well, he's
like,
just fucking, he's, you know, just he's a fucking beast. When like people say never off, that's it. Like, it's just everything's a fucking joke. You know what I mean? Like,
he's one of those guys where, like, because sometimes you meet people that are never off and I don't like them. I'm like, would you fucking stop trying?
You're one of them.
Where, no, I'm off all the time. You talk about I'm off right now. I'm leaving that funny. So, stop. I don't even feel it myself.
You didn't fucking hate you, do?
Drop my can.
Watch my good IKEA table.
Fucking dying. But Spader's one of those guys where, like, you think he's going to be fucking on constantly, joke, joke, joke. And then when you do a bit that's really good, he'll be like, that's fuck. He'll be, he's so sweet. He's like, that's so fucking great.
He is. And
he's so good at fixing bits. No, yeah, if you can't spot where the fucking, the better line is, he's like, say this. Like,
yeah.
Swap that about. And you're like,
and it's gold. Not him trying to be anything other than just kind.
Yeah. I think he just loves comedy. Like,
because the first time I ever met him, it was at Queens and I was doing like a spot and I come off and he goes, oh, you should say this or whatever. And of course, you know, when you're like 2 years in, I was like, fuck off!
Who's this fucking
jabroni? Tato man looking bastard. I know how to do comedy. I've done it. When you know how many gigs I've done, I've done 40 gigs.
There is that thing. Like, it does
I'm going to drink us free beer. It, smoke does,
it does definitely take a couple of years for you to go, oh, I'm full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I still don't know. I'm shit. I watch stuff and I'm like, this is shit.
Man, I fucking been watching my Ulster Hall thing like a couple of times and I'm blocked now, just like trying to mess stand up and all like, oh. And I go, why has nobody ever told me my feet don't stop moving? I do stand up like that. Like,
just giving the arches a rest.
Like, nobody fucking told me.
Oh, fuck's sake. How long have we been talking for? 42 minutes. Oh. So yeah, don't be sexually assaulting anyone out there if you're on a comedy gig, because you're fucking it up for everyone. And I joked around the other day, I was saying people are going to think comedians are like priests now, where you know, you tell people, someone you do comedy, and they're like, oh, fucking into the young children, are you? Into the young girls?
It's so fucked up. How many is it now, like, when it comes to fucking, with like, paedophiles?
Famous ones?
Well, comedians?
Oh, comedians.
Well, it's Cosby and nothing.
Paedophiles, not many, but like...
Well, Cosby wasn't even a paedophile.
No, it was all just raping. Yeah. But then, see, when you go back in time, and you're like... Things were definitely more lax back then. You know, even when you talk
like
about...
Like Elvis having a 15-year-old wife, all that sort of shit.
Yeah,
like,
and people... Even when you talk to, like, your parents or or whoever, you know, other people would be like, well, you know, I finished this and left home at 14 and all. You know, people were doing way more mature...
Up way faster, like, yeah.
Mature shit back then. You know, like, I just thought I would travel the world at 16. You know, in the 70s.
I saw a fucking great article... oh my god, I'm one of those cunts. I read a great article the other day about, it's not about growing up, but it's about two wee fellas from like Mayo that just fucking got a flight to New York.
Yeah.
Like in the fucking like 80s or 70s, 80s, whatever.
Right.
Where they were just like, fuck it, shall we? And they're like,
shall we, boys?
Like they snuck onto a boat to Holyhead and then somehow managed to get money for the train to Heathrow. And then walked up to a New York flight and went, like an Air India flight to New York, and basically went, our mum and dad are behind us, and like, on you go. And the two of them just fucking sat there and...
Smoke fags
all over to New York.
You could do that shit back in the day, you know, and then fucking 9-11
really. Fucking 9-11 happened, didn't it? I can't even fucking pick your water bottle.
But, yeah, people, I mean, even Maureen was telling me the story of like her grandma and his brothers and all, and you're just like, mad. You know, like back in the day, you could just fucking pull a few, not nothing dodgy, but like, you know, outsmart a few people, and all of a sudden you're doing well, and... business and you know, and they've this fucking empire now, you know, it's crazy. Like, I love stories
with my granny, he was killing Nazis.
I know, and now we're like,
I accidentally
was in Tesco and they put a packet of chewing gum in my pocket, right? Perfect. Savage.
I believe in free speech, so please, Mr. Hitler, if you would like to speak for 2 minutes and then we will have a debate. Thank you.
Do you reckon how long do you give stand up as an art form before people are like, you're actually not allowed to say whatever you think?
And you know, I'm actually, and I as a fucking like. Think of myself as a wee liberal woke lefty. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, you know, I'm going to get so fucking. I'm going to say the N word twice when you show.
Yeah, and
there's a point behind it, but also to annoy people that I don't like. not black people there.
And you, and you should, Mick. You should. It's, it is your right as a white pink a man white. To say.
As a wee ginger girl, it is your right.
As a furry ginger spud, you should be able to say the N-word.
As a six-nippled fucking freak, it is your right.
As a pregnant pit bull.
As, for you to get on stage with your wee dick.
And your seal feet. And you say whatever you want.
You wee fucking polio legs and midget arms.
You're built like a toffee apple. You should be able to say whatever you want.
See you, the 33-year-old Karate Kid tattoo man.
Skip into the middle of the room there and talk into the noise box.
Pull your nunchucks out of your hole a wee second and make sure you say the N-word because you're supposed to.
Because it is your God-given right as a man.
Just who lives on the outskirts of Lurgan. By the way, your teeth are damn near perfect.
But that's it.
Nah, your gums are fucking... You fucking smelly breath gummy hair. Take your wee orthopedic insoles and your 42-year-old dad t-shirt and fuck that.
And drop as many N-bombs as you want.
But don't say you.
I salute you, sir. But if you could refer to me as them when you say it... Oh, fuck. I mean, there's plenty of, like, I know the Legion of Skanks thing, and you know, there are these like subcultures where people know
the Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, like Jay Oakerson and all them boys. You know, they're almost like, listen, if you're coming into this circle, anything goes. But I think when you say that up front, it only attracts a certain type of person. So they're kind of they're okay, nearly.
Yeah. I think it just depends. Like, I don't really know. It's. Yeah, there's definitely instances where I've been in clubs where, like, a lot of people are taking it way more seriously than what you're... Do you know what I mean? Like, they forget you're joking.
Totally. But they hold comedians, you know...
We get more shit than politicians.
For sure, like. For sure. Like, Trump can openly just be like, oh, fucking, I hate Mexicans. And if you had a bit where you're like, I'm not too keen on Mexicans, people are like, comedian slams Mexicans. Not us, but, you know, some other pedophile, like Chris Lee, that's right. But, it's weird.
That's the Portuguese. I don't fucking like much. You know, yeah, there's definitely... Like, there's, and you see it on, like, fucking...
I made a joke, like, about paedophiles, and some guy was like, we're going to fucking ruin your career. And you're like, ruin paedophiles' career?
Yeah.
Don't ruin my career. And by the way, it was hilarious.
Did you hear what happened to me in Strabane a couple of months ago?
Were you sexually assaulted?
No. Mark McCartney was doing support for me, and it has a joke where it, like, says the word autistic.
Yeah.
And some woman who has an autistic kid was steaming drunk in the crowd, fucking left the gig. And there's a whole big fucking thing. It was like all over Facebook because people assumed that it was me that had said it.
Right.
But the killer bit, the bit that really fucking made me laugh, my mate worked in the theatre, messaged me that night, and he was like, man, she was absolutely fucking steaming. Like, she was completely, like, off her face drunk.
Yeah.
Didn't know what was going on. My mate's autistic. An autistic fella's able to go, oh, she's a dick. And
the guy that works there?
The guy that works there.
Fuck's sake.
But it was like all over fucking Facebook and shit. And I ended up getting a message from somebody who was at the show the night before going, that joke you make about autism is a disgrace. And I was like, well, problem is, it's not me that makes the joke.
Yeah.
The joke isn't about autism, and it's not me that makes it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I fucking was at your show. I seen you do it. And I'm like, I've done that show 60 times and I don't say the word autism in it.
Yeah.
Then McCartney fucking puts the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Tells her where she's going wrong, all that shit, and not one of them said sorry. And I was like, you fucking wank. Like,
oh yeah,
you will get people going, I will ruin your life, and then get caught out and go,
of course. Yeah.
Ruin somebody else's
life. That's not the point.
Yeah. And also, everyone.
That's not the point that I'm wrong.
Every one of them had a Caroline Flack Be Kind sticker on their fucking Facebook profile photo as well.
Well, of course. That's the whole deal. That's right. I have that clip of me joking about it on this podcast. Like, your podcast really helped me through a load of dark times, you fat, ugly shit. Man, you've skipped me up from some really low, low, dark places where I was very alone and depressed and all, which isn't a bad effort for a fucking useless fat balding cunt.
Like, I was thinking about killing myself, but I think you should do it instead.
Yeah. I'll leave that for professionals like you. I know, fucking move on. See what comedians are, you're just like, move on.
Aye.
Move on, like.
It's just a fucking, I don't know. It does make me go, I don't think I want to do it anymore.
I mean, I'm not tied into anything. Like, I don't give a shit. You know, I'll do stand-up because I'm like, it's an outlet for something.
Aye.
Go to the door. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, night.
If they need car keys, they're sitting on that desk there.
Yes. Downstairs now. Minor interruption.
There we go. Thank God there's somebody to edit the...
People think that this is the office for the downstairs business. You know?
Yeah.
So because it's on the door, so they come on up. You blood in your hand? You hit him? I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We'll hit some questions here, will we?
Nice.
First of all, let's watch this porn someone sent us. You know, I haven't watched a porn video on this in this long time. And Mick comes on, and sure enough, someone sends a fucking video over. I love how, you know, most girls are just like sitting there dildoing their ass and they're just like, send me the money, I don't give a fuck. And typical Belfast girl, you're fucking gorgeous. I'll do it for free. Listening to Eminem in the background or what? Is it?
I'm out of my stomach rumbling.
Nah, I feel like I'm getting all biz. That's a gag. Australian guy ripping the dick off himself.
Is this like an OnlyFans fucking thing or something?
It must be. It doesn't look like it's... It might be a while ago, like. Might have just been straight up web. Bit of a chatterbait.
Jesus, webbed.
I'm all biz. They're not lonely grannies. Lonely grannies want sex. Whose granny looks like that?
Oh, mine's dead.
I'll take on the tour of Belfast. Imagine, there's the big fish. There's another big fish.
Hey, Talik, is the only thing goes down around here.
Oh, there's my gooch, aka my peace wall.
That's a pasty supper. That's a pasty supper.
I'm all biz.
I don't want to watch porn with you anymore, Connor.
She's on the... What are you trying to say? I don't know what she's saying.
I thought she had a dick for a second there. It was her hand.
That's too much, isn't it?
Oh
my God. Oh my mate.
Imagine you phoned in the fucking, like, a sex line or babe station. That's how old I am, babe. Never babe station.
Imagine if it was over past 6 o'clock when you rang in.
You're sitting there going, oh, I'm going to phone this dirty hotline, and you hear, bloop, 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 well.
Dick just goes,
burn the phone.
Wait, love, what are you doing?
What do you want to do to me? No, I'll ignore you. But
sorry.
You're through to Julie. What do you want to do to me? I'm sorry, I have the wrong number. I believe you were involved in an accident. It wasn't your fault.
Oh, it is PPI? Oh, that's my PPI. I love the way she's like, I'm on here making a bit of extra money for the jail. And then she's literally like, I love you. This Australian man's paying my way now. I'm all biz.
Oh, Christ.
Fanny's hitting the leg of me.
Fanny's hitting the leg of me.
The playlist is...
Ach, no, turn it off. I don't want it anymore.
What? She's just...
I actually think I'm too old for shit like this now.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll hit some questions in. Give us some traditional Northern Irish cuisine, a fish supper, and then we'll go for a chipper.
Did I peas and onions?
No peas or onions or nothing. And I was throwing up in the bucket in the corner there. This is it, man.
I hear Thunderland's going to be open soon. And then we'll go to that theme park.
If you want to listen to your own podcast while we're doing this, yeah. That's perfectly understandable. How do I make this work here on the Patreon? We've got questions.
Guess going.
Did Epstein kill himself? Things like that. It's one of the... Who asked me about that? And I was like, either way, I'm into it.
Aye.
You know?
I mean, it's definitely very potential that his fucking cellmate beat the fuck out of him. But...
Yeah, like if you were a lifer and you were like, this guy's a nonce...
Some people said he's kick not dead. They reckon there's a body double and shit involved in there.
That's right.
Because there's definitely a load of cunts that he has shit on, like Bill Clinton, all that carry on. You're like that. He's bound of Prince Andrew, all of it. You're
they didn't go into that deep enough, you know, pardon the pun, but like they didn't go into the fact that like all these guys were at the island.
I know. Chris Tucker, you're like, what? Man, what? He's like, oh, be a rush after 3-4.
Yeah. Yeah, that's black speak.
Sorry.
It's like blackface, but we are mine.
All right, can you do that?
Yeah, really well. Sophie Johnson, do you think once things go back to normality, the working week will still be the same for office-y people? I don't think so. I think people, like my sister, she phoned me last night in a rager. You know when someone rings you at a weird time and you're like, here we go. Aye. And she was talking, she's like, I'm fucking doing 3 jobs in a minute. She's like, one girl got furloughed, who she thinks is going to get booted as soon as they go back.
Aye.
But she's on furlough on full pay.
Fucking hell.
And then my sister had to take on the work of someone else. Not in full capacity, just on like email thing. Yeah. But she's like, I'm technically doing 3 people's jobs now for just my regular pay. Aye. And I was like, nah, tell you something. You don't need to be doing that.
Aye,
I would just be like, well, this is 3 people's jobs. I can't do it.
I think it's going to be like...
But she said it has not affected her, the fact that she's at home. She does all the work from home now. So people are bound to be able to be like, yeah, I can do the job. Or else, you start doing a full week and then they phase it out and they're like, okay, you only just come in once a week.
There's definitely going to be, I think, like, you're going to find a lot of, like, any rights you have as a fucking employee, you're going to slowly but surely start fucking disappearing. I think that's why we've tend to
have things. Sure, that's been happening.
Been happening for years anyway. But I think at this point, it's going to be like comedy where they're going to be like, you should be glad to have a job.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's definitely going to be some of that shit.
Totally. Yeah, that comedy is very much like that, isn't it? You should be lucky to be here.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Yeah, it's going to change. Because things are going to remain a wee bit more distanced. Sure, my dad the other day was like, he's like, they're offering up voluntary redundancy here.
My dad put in for it as well.
He goes, I might fucking go.
My dad's put in for it.
I was like, you should read that fucking Tim Ferriss 4-Hour Workweek and you just be walking around going, fuck you, fuck you, suck my dick, but not really, metaphorically. You know what I'm saying, Tina? And then, you're out of there.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about, like, the value of money. Is it like, do you want, like, for talk's sake, he was like, 100 grand? And you're like, yeah. Or do you want 50 grand, but you work a fraction of the time?
Aye.
You'd be way better having the 50 grand and all the spare time.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? But anyway, it's a different story. Yeah. First pub you're looking to go to, back to, and the first pint you're looking poured?
The Woodville Arms and Guinness. Fucking best pint of Guinness ever in Lurgan. It also happens that the guy that owns it lives next door to my parents, but so I'm not saying it's going to be free.
Yeah.
But I went to Randy from the Bonnevilles.
Sure, he's never heard of it. Sure.
In March. Never heard of it. And fucking... a delicious pint, so that'll be where I'll be going. And I know my plan is going to be give me 2 pints of Guinness and one I just fucking sink.
Yeah.
And the other one I'm like, I wonder if they're smoking it.
Yeah, because there's certain things you can't necessarily replicate at home. Guinness is one of them. Unless you know Maureen's father.
Oh.
And that he's like a fucking mad scientist. He'd be like, come here. And he opens the door in the back of a van and just pint of Smithwick's. What happened? First pub I'm looking back, I don't really get, well, it'll probably be a local one to us. I'm not going to say the name because y'all are freaks.
Aye.
But again, it won't be to be going out on the full rip. Because the best drinking that we do is just at the house.
Yeah, totally. You're going to do that anyway.
Bit of nice weather, like the fucking General Bander fire pit.
Aye.
DJ Khaled over here. And just drink as much as you... listen to your own fucking music.
Aye.
Nice seats outside. No one can hear you scream. All that shit is way better than sitting in a pub waiting in a queue.
I think pubs are going to be absolutely shit when they open again.
Yeah, pubs. You go to pubs midweek, I think.
And
if you want to get lit, you'd stay at home on the weekend
and
have a barbecue and get chinned.
I do love fucking...
coming down Saturday or what?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. My sister's coming down Saturday. My sister's coming down Saturday, so I might need a drink after that.
No, but I'll give me a shout.
Just to pass each other in the driveway.
There we go.
It's like stone cold.
Yeah.
We're gonna get
Maureen feeling better. Fuck up.
Oh, she's been on a gin full tilt.
Not a girl, fucking right.
She'll come in with the fucking fruit cocktail in a bowl and be like, taste that, that's gin, and you're like,
I went around to my sister's house a couple of weeks ago. And
have you had that pineapple Morgan spice?
I'm dying to fucking...
squeeze my norks together.
We went around to my fucking sister's house a couple of weeks ago and her fiancé made like... we all taste that there. And I was like, what is it? He goes, I don't fucking know. It was fucking delicious. But it was like a big, they've got those big, like, IKEA fucking, like, milkshake glasses. It was like slightly bigger than a pint. It took me, it must have took me 3 hours to drink it. And by the time I finished, I was like, can I sleep on your sofa? Because I'm not going to make it home.
That's why people love those, like, tiki cocktails where it's like 12 shots of jet or like rum in it.
Aye.
And you take two sips and you're blind. Yeah, but I think the only the thing you're missing is just the nice pints. I don't want to. I can't be arsed sitting in a pub and fucking. The type of pubs near us are like, you know, some old boy starts singing and you, everyone's like, shh, shh, shh.
Aye.
And you're like, fuck him. Fuck up. Don't even know the whole words. Anyway, I know Mickey was playing The Last of Us 2 there. Imagine yes, that was the name of it. The Last of Us 2 there. is there any chance you would play a few games on a stream for the crack?
Nah, I don't play enough fucking PlayStation for that to be worth doing. I mean, William Thompson, they were chatting about doing some sort of weird fucking Twitch gaming podcast thing, but I don't think it ever happened.
That's weird.
I'm not into it.
I don't know any. I don't play any games. How dare they call Mick thick and paranoid? He's a keeper, but question is, does Michael think he's is paranoid? Now, this was funny on my podcast last week. The guy was like, I always thought Mickey was thick, but after listening to his podcast with Connor, and I know he's paranoid and thick. But then he goes, my podcast last week was called Thick and Paranoid. He goes, I enjoy Mickey saying fuck off every 8 minutes on his other podcast. Question for you both. What was the biggest hurdle you've had in your careers? Or was there something you've seen as a hurdle until you said fuck it and changed how you've seen it? Well, yeah, I mean, because, you know, a sexual assault allegation is only words. And, you know, you can get over that if you really...
Did you get over it? Do you want him?
No.
I didn't tell anybody you did it. No, weirdly, I don't, have I had any fucking hurdles? I think getting over the fact that I didn't give a fuck about being on TV.
Yeah, like you're chasing...
Do you know what I mean? You're chasing something, then you get on, and you're like, oh, it's, ugh.
Yeah.
It was boring as fuck.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like... Literally, like, cultural norms that you think are in place in showbiz, and it's not anymore. Like, you would be doing BBC a favour working for them.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a good point, Mick. Fair play to you on that. What's the biggest hurdle? The hurdle is doing it professionally.
Yeah.
Taking it from, like, oh, you got some beer money and you had a regular job to doing well for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, trying to monetize it, basically. If Mickey had to have a man cuddle, would he choose Yums or Colin?
Ah, oh, that's not fair.
That's tough. I could do without it, like.
So yeah, Yums in.
If you want
to... Fuck you.
He might need it more than... What do you think about Max Roshkopf calling his UFC fight? But the oh, did you see that?
Was it the coach kept trying to get him to go back out?
The guy was like, I don't have it. I want to quit. And Robert Drysdale was like, nah, fuck you, go back in.
Right.
People need to, like, make that a bit more socially acceptable in a fight. Why? What makes you more hard about, like, keep going in for two more rounds, getting the fucking head?
Right. Smashed? Or admitting, fuck this, I'm not gonna win.
Like, if you're a professional fighter, you want to go, but does it damage your reputation? But then, it doesn't look good to get your fuck kicked in either. It should be a wee bit more like, listen, he's got me.
Aye.
I'm just stopping here.
Yeah, I think if you're like... Yeah, if you've done enough fucking fighting and training, you know when you're not going to win.
Totally. You know if a person's like really... You know, it'd be like...
If they
allowed it in football and, you know, you were like fucking... Say you were like fucking 80 minutes in and it was 12-1, you'd be like, just call it now.
Aye. Just go home.
That's, you know, it's kind of... It's the same thing. I know you can't do that, but... in the interest of inclusivity... Any chance of re-recording the intro music with the flutes and drums for your for your July 12th episode?
I can't hear it.
Can you not hear that?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Are they plugged in? Oh, wait. No?
I hear now.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good. I'll never be fucking up my joker. What are you doing for the 12th? Like a blog?
I don't know. I mean, it hasn't even registered on my fucking... When is it? Soon? A couple of weeks?
The lads won't get their bonfires or marches and we'll be quite upset. I know. I don't think anything stops.
One of the funniest things I ever fucking was ever done on me, like on Instagram, was the last Paddy's Day. I put a thing up being like, listen, the day before Paddy's Day, like, tomorrow's Paddy's Day, so I'm going to be fucking filmed saying and singing some shit that I don't really believe in, but I'll be very drunk, and it's only one day a year. And then there's some bloke, like, who's in the Orange Order, messaged me something, like, funny, it was good crack, whatever, messaging back. And then on the 12th, he, like, fucking tagged me in the story. It was like, listen, tomorrow I'm going to be saying I'm doing some fucking like, and all day he was just sending me him fucking listening to this ass shit. It's one of the funniest days of my life. Like, proper cross-community bonding.
It's just weird, isn't it? Could you be arsed? Fuck. Look at the many questions, Resman.
Fucking hell.
Right, I'll pick out some good ones. Do you think if a story broke out about Mickey banging a load of 17-year-olds, would it just be dismissed as bullshit? Could you bang 17-year-olds when you were 17?
No.
Have you any specific career? You see, I think the type of physique me and you are into, you don't get it off a 16-year-old.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you can find a 17-year-old that looks like a dirty old MILF.
Well, you're in West Belfast,
it's hard to find a 17-year-old wiping flour on the apron and going, right, come on in.
pull it out. Oh, dare. Have you any specific career milestones you're working towards? Not getting cancelled.
You're trying to get back on a fucking stage. The only one left.
Just in case you haven't seen this story. I don't know. Mine would be, I'm getting there. I'm setting it up where, you know. So I've got a producer here now.
Whole thing.
Producer, I'm getting you a tag.
See, mine was
I want to be able to do it and then fucking go and do other shit. Go and try and make more funny stuff.
Yeah.
What's that fucking term out of that book? Automate your money.
I mean, you lost me a book there.
It rolls in while you're sleeping.
Fucking.
Just like career milestones. Yeah, but I would like to spread the legs a wee bit internationally. And make content while I'm away.
Yeah, it'd be fucking class.
Basically, Schultzing it right up.
Aye.
Which what he is actually doing is Geddesing it right up professionally before I got the chance to do it. Thanks very much.
Yes.
Schultz, you bastard. Did you both have a wee weep and a grope when you saw each other today?
No.
Must have some amount of horn on him. I meant Bartlett, not me, I swear. That's Violin Mick. Carl, me and my four mates, I know too many cooks in the kitchen, have started a podcast. What advice would you and Mickey give us? Well, I don't know why you're asking Mickey.
No, I don't ask Mickey.
I hate that. I see that thing. What advice do you have? Have it be class and try and make it popular. It's like
all you can do is actually fucking do something, and your only competition is yourself.
Wrong.
Do you know what I mean? That's the way I look at it.
It's me.
Yeah, really.
It's just I hate that question, because if you fucking wanted to do it, you'd be doing it across the board. You know what I mean? Like, people make fucking vlogs on a shitty iPhone until they get a better camera. People.
Yeah.
Shoot loads of stuff. There's people who have done gallery openings with fucking iPhone photos. You know?
Yeah.
That Alexander McQueen documentary, he was buying material with Dole money. You know what I mean? It's aye. Like, just be fucking doing it.
That's all there is.
People are like, what setup do you have? And you're like, well, how much money have you got? It's like,
aye.
Are you going to spend fucking?
You hear Gary Shandling talking about stand-up, and the guy's like, what's the shortcut to stand-up? And he's like, there literally isn't one.
No, there is.
Like, you just have to fucking do it.
Yeah. It's a bit like jiu-jitsu or something. You know, you're not going to get a fucking black belt in a year and a half or something.
Aye.
You know, it takes ages, like. And everybody knows. It's not like you tick a few boxes and do a few kata. Everybody has to unanimously go, oh, yeah, they're really good.
Aye.
It's weird. So you have to happen to me. Thanks. On a scale of 1 to 10, how worried were you and Mickey about Mickey's breakdowns during lockdown, and what's your initial reaction to the titty dances? Well, I'll tell you what, it's not my first fucking rodeo. On
first
tits.
Time he's seen these fucking girls going, they can't even really do it anymore, okay?
Just a bit more weight behind it now.
fuck you. Bought and paid for sure.
Watch this, creepy as fuck. Let me see. Is this... Did you see that clip of Chris D'Elia when he's like, oh, how did they get the information on the thing? And they go, oh, you can screenshot snapshots. And he was just like, dun, dun, dun. for fuck's sake, it's weird. Look at the sweat on my arms.
I know, oh, I'm
my
boiling.
God. Gross. Videotaping. I'm not watching that shit. Any whitey experiences?
I was in drugs.
Yeah.
Plenty.
I've never been sick smoking weed.
I have once. But again, I've only ever smoked weed when I've already been drunk.
Yeah.
Apart from, do you remember that? Was it the night when me and you watched fucking RuPaul's Drag Race and Maureen? And Maureen's mum came in and we were both like...
Yeah.
Smoking weed with a fucking...
Teeth all stuck on it.
Out of a fucking... Was it like a... What do you call it?
A sriracha ball.
Like fucking...
I should have encased that in resin. That was a relic.
Yeah, it was a fucking dragon's den.
It was fucking genius because I had a slide from playing slide guitar and I put a hole in it and stuck it in and put like blue tack around it and then put like the wee gauze thing in the top of that. And then the fucking the little twist release on the top of the sriracha meant that you could like take a wee bit and lock it up. Instead of wasting any smoke, you just lock it in there and like, hold on a second.
It was great.
And it was spicy.
Aye. You just sit there fucking...
You know. Starting. I would never do that. You know when you're like, I'll take one. I don't really feel that. And then you fucking like five bowls of weed deep and you're like, is that not working now? And it feels like you've your head out the window of a fucking 747.
That happened to me fucking, like the only time in my life, and don't try this at home, the only time I've ever tried, like took MDMA when it was a Glastonbury a couple of years ago, I was like, I'm going ahead. Remember, like, waking up the next day, the girl
I'm so happy I'm angry!
The girl I was going out with was like, you were snoring so loud last night, it was a disgrace. And I was like, listen back to that recording you made of me. I was swallowing my fucking tongue and you didn't help me. Like, fucking scurry as shit.
Does Mickey,
still, to this day, the best night of my life.
Does Mickey prefer podcasting with Mr. Geddes or Mr. Keys? Serious question.
Well, you said you wouldn't want to cuddle me, so stick your podcast where you hold. It's such a fucking... I hate saying it. Because it's, I think every comedian says.
But it's Connor Case.
No, based on lockdown, just like, and I'm getting really into podcasting. Like, I really enjoy doing them now, which I didn't really think I would. But to answer your question, Case, you can smoke fags.
That's right. Oh, yeah. You smoke in here too, like, cover over the thing. I mean, obviously don't, because it would be fucking stinking.
I'd be rattling, like, new carpet now.
Well, we're not going as deep into the deep dive on the conspiracy side of things over here, you know what I mean? I also don't watch the news.
Oh, neither do I.
What sort of question is... Is Nicky going to Australia with you?
Who's Nicky?
I think they spelled your name wrong.
Oh, are you going to Australia?
Mickey's been in Australia. By the way, I mentioned this once. I was like... This is before lockdown. I was like, the next tour is going to... Like I should have kind of been there by now, but I was like, it'd be stupid if I didn't try doing a run of gigs in Australia or like America or something like that. So that was on the list. And people were like, what day are you coming to Australia and where?
Aye.
You know, people were like, when is it? Is it soon? I'm like, there's nothing in place.
Yeah. I was supposed to be fucking just back. So hopefully next year. I don't know what way their lockdown's working. If you're even allowed in the country, because I'd like to try and get it before the end of the year. But
be nice ones. If you could only have weed or booze the rest of your life, which would it be? Drink, probably. Unfortunately.
The healthy option would definitely be weed, but...
Yeah, but I would rather just blow out the lines every once in a while with drink.
Aye.
Because that's what you want. You know what I mean? Like, you can get away with, like... You know, you enjoy a drink because you have the free time.
Yeah.
I'm more like, is there a window where I can get fucking chinned here? Sometimes I actually feel more relaxed after with a real bad hangover. So you're just like, actually, I feel like I needed that.
Yeah.
I needed to blow it out of my system.
Just a good old-fashioned fucking wrecking session.
As I push ibuprofen into my anus. I'm so excited for this podcast. Leah fucking pawing the fucking slice off herself.
Jesus Christ.
She's in there speed bagging.
Mal's around the corner there making a list of stuff he has to cut out.
Speed bagging the bean off herself over there. Would you ever do a comp for someone on the Patreon to come on the podcast with yous and Iron Extender? For like to sit in on the podcast, which I mean, I feel like you would realize very quickly how out of your depth you were.
Aye.
Not
even just because we're comedians, but also because we're all mates. Like it'd be like going to a birthday party you weren't invited to.
It'd be
you know
so fucking weird, and we'd probably just rip into you for like fucking an hour. Like, what's this pedophile doing here? Let me see this video.
Oh my god, hold on a second. Let me see. Why does it not link the video? Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Did I hear he's a fucking rich cunt as well? Like, his parents are loaded?
His dad's a TV producer?
Yeah. Oh, well then, fuck him. Double fuck him, cunt.
Really? You have a problem with him being...
There's so many fucking times in, like, the industry where you find out... You see some cunt who's dead famous. You're like, how'd that happen? And then it's like, oh, daddy let him do it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, maybe
I didn't realize Michael McIntyre's dad's a big producer as well.
Maybe you're just in that business where you're like, oh, maybe this seems to... They let this fly over here, you know?
But yeah, I think that's the fucking thing.
There's my dad's mate, Jerry, with his fucking 17-year-old girlfriend.
Aye, but if you're handed a fucking career in show business, that's what you don't...
I don't think necessarily that he was, but you're definitely comfortable enough to try it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the real, like, privilege would come from when you're doing comedy, because there's no money in it for a long time. So it's like, you could lounge at fucking home or someone pay you money while you go and do open spots all the fucking time.
Well, there's something there. Like, I think that really does weed out the creeps from the fucking good. Do you know what I mean? Well, no, maybe not, because Louis C.K. is a fucking creep, technically. Was he? I don't know.
I don't even think so. No. There's a lot of stuff I'm just like...
Aye.
Weird guys be doing weird shit.
Yeah, totally. I don't know. I just fucking... I hate the cons that are, like, handed a fucking career in this. Like,
fucking hell. Well, the last question is weird, because it says, you have to have one as a support act for yourself, Mickey Shane... Who are you having? Neither.
As a support act?
These guys...
I would eat you alive.
These guys are some of the best comedians in the country.
There's definitely a certain thing where, like... I love having a fucking great support act or something. Like,
yeah, it's way better than bringing some fucking dud who, like, you know, dies in his hole.
And then I was like, can I have money from that now, please?
Please. Let me see this. Can you tell me which recent podcast... Oh, fuck off. I think that's it. That's the end of the question. What an anti-climax. It's over. We didn't end on a big, funny question. But sure, what can you do? We're going to have to get out of here before these cameras run out of juice, I think.
I need to go fucking get a wee juice.
I need to dry the back of my legs.
I'm soaking.
I can't wait for this podcast.
Absolutely.
I'm soaking wet.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm a delivery here. Dude, I'm fucking soaking.
Real quick, this is fucking... I ordered a pizza there a couple of weeks ago, obviously. And again, one of those, like, Eastern European mixed with a Northern Irish accent, right?
Yeah.
So the guy phoned.
Bro, this is hate speech. I hope you know what you're going to.
The guy phoned and he couldn't find the house, and he went, mate, I am sitting outside number 31, and I fucking laughed my pop out.
31?
Number 31, because it was like, mate, I am sitting outside number 31.
Yeah.
Like, and I was going Polish, Indian, I don't even know, I can't wait to see this dude, to see what, like, which racial prejudice.
Was it the Domino's, or was it the place gives you diarrhea?
It was Domino's, but I found out recently all pizza gives me diarrhea.
If you two of them and 16 still, like, boys be shit.
It's important to chew.
That's what it should say in the box instead of, this is hot. It's important to chew.
Use the back ones as well.
And you're just shitting out full pepperonis.
Stuff. Doesn't matter.
Right here. Bye-bye. Cheers, Mick, for being my first podcast back.
Thanks for having me.
I'll invoice you.
Back to the studio.
No ball.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. you save. Valid through 9-3. Mum's offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.